Books on Tape presents I Say a Little Prayer by E. Lynn Harris. Read by Myron E. Willis. Prologue. There are times when I think that I, Chauncey Dion Greer, am passing through this life on my way to the life God really planned for me. Then at other times, I think that God must have a wicked sense of humor. Who knew? How else could you explain me sitting here in the green room at CNN on election eve, sweating like a fat man in a sauna wearing a warm-up suit and staring at a tray of sliced melons? I don't know if I'm about to do something noble or if I'm about to get P-I-M-P-E-D. It's not like my life has been without its good moments. Whenever I'm stressed out, I think back to the days when I went fishing with my daddy, and I begin to smile inside. We'd stop at Reverend Nick's bait and tackle with our fishing gear, purchase our supplies, and then pack it all together with the peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwiches that my mother would make for our lunch. All the way to Blue Lake, we'd brag about the fish we were going to catch. I also remember when I won my first songwriting contest when I was 16. And of course, I'll never forget when I met him. Still, something happens to your soul when the expiration date of your love life comes and goes before you turn 25. Was I getting ready to share that love life with the world because I thought it mattered, or because I wanted to finally get revenge? Was I trying to do the right thing, or just wanting to settle the score with the person I had once loved the most, but I now despised? I stood up, glanced at the mirror on the wall, and straightened my tie. I stared at my reflection, checking to see if the makeup artist hadn't applied too much powder to my mink-colored skin, and if it would really prevent me from shining once...